Welcome back to another episode of the Awkwardly Honest Podcast. I am the host. If you know me personally, then you know the voice in the background who's asking me, "Have you been recording? Have you been recording?" Y'all got a glimpse. Nick, they're not gonna hear the whole thing. Nick, they only gonna hear part of it that I want them to hear. Just like I'm gonna chop this up, they're not gonna hear this whole thing. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode. On this episode, I finally have my brother on my podcast. If you know me personally, then you already can go ahead and you know how this shit gonna go. Majority of it, you know how this is gonna
go. Go, 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 go. Hey, man, give my big glow some motherfucking credit, man. She repping in M-Town. She doing her thing. She hold it down. I don't care about her teeth.
All these hoes' teeth
are jacked up. Give about 5 months. My girl gonna be right.
Have you heard?
I gonna be looking good. Hey, you heard that?
You heard the song he keep put out with all them on it. It was like a straight drop. So I can't think of the name of it.
Squirrel?
Nah.
Hot potato?
No, not hot potato.
Cause that K Carbon be ripping shit now.
Wait, I'm trying to get to the name of the song. So that means you downloaded the little mixtape they got, right?
No. I just been YouTubing this shit.
Nah, bro, it's the jump where they all. I don't think it's hot potato, bro.
Well, all of them rapping, they got it's like a Brady Bunch video, and they passing the hot potato.
I ain't watched the video, bro. I'm finna look right now. Research. I'm my own research department. So let me go ahead and bring this joint up right now, cause I've been playing the hell out of it. And the reason why I'm bringing this song up is because when Turka played it for me, she played it one time, bruh, and all I heard was Glorilla and K Carbon. Set the tone.
That's the new joint. She ain't dropped it all the way.
No, Nick. That's old. That came out on that mixtape.
She ain't pushed that joint. Like, she like, should I go ahead and drop this? She was on Facebook. She was like, should I drop this?
Yeah, I've been saying, man, he put that shit out.
But... yeah, Hit Kid the one to put out F&E.
I'm saying Hit Kid put out their song. Bruh, all them bumped it, don't get me wrong. But K Carbon and Glorilla, that wasn't even close.
Big Glow.
Bruh.
Big GLO.
And bruh, yeah. She got a great sense of humor, bruh, because I haven't seen her get upset about no meme. They all been
like
funny.
She said, anyway, life's great, pussy's still good.
Hey,
so that's what she living off of. We can't knock a woman for saying, anyway, life's great, pussy's still good.
You are absolutely right, you and I ain't knock her, because hey. I still, if you just so happen to hear this, nigga, I still want my interview with your violent ass.
Yeah.
The thing is, because I got to get her, K Carbon, and there's a couple more.
I don't know, but she call her, say, K Carbon, the Glock 9, or what, but... yeah. I like her. She bumped.
I heard
she's supposed to have been homeboys and affiliated with Pooh Shiesty. But Pooh Shiesty got locked up. I heard they went to Central together and, you know, they were doing their thing or whatever. But she from out here in North Memphis, Fraser area. And Big Glow from out there in the Westwood area. But, you know, I don't know if it's gang ties where they linking up. But I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I like Big Glow because she ain't talking about pussy, dick.
Oh, my God.
And... toenails.
But I'm also on the other end of the spectrum where I don't like female rappers who rap and it sound like I'm listening to Pooh Shiesty with a high tone voice. Right, where it's just all gangster, just super thug. She do a good job of mixing it. Like you said, anyway, life's great, pussy still good. Cool, you done gave me a jab of some pussy, now you back shooting choppers. Now you gonna give me another jab of something, remind me you still a female. Whereas some female rappers want, like Young Ma has the perfect image for how she raps. Young Ma wants to be a nigga.
She's saying Young Ma.
Young M.A. However y'all want to say her name. You forgot about her?
No, but I ain't never called her Young Ma.
I just called her.
She ain't no Ma. She ain't
put a dot between the M and A, so I just called her Young Ma. So I mean, ooh, my bad. I didn't know.
So when you see initials K and J, what you call her?
Keech.
Oh, okay then, Keech. Motherfucker. Yeah. Smart motherfucker.
You smart ass. You thought you had me, Keech.
I got you. No, because you ain't called no motherfucker Keech.
Well, that's beside the goddamn
exactly,
point.
Like
I said, she do a good job of jabbing it. But that is... that brings me to my first question then. Who's your top three? I ain't going to give you
top three, five.
Top three female rappers.
Oh, man, I got to sleep. So I got to have four.
Nope.
I got to have
four. You have three in the possible.
That's a sleeper.
Okay.
Somebody that don't nobody really know. I like not like my boo Mulatto. That sexy red motherfucker boy. I love me some Mulatto. Boy.
Okay.
Mulatto. Let me see. I'm gonna go Young M.A. Even though she rap like a nigga, she still a bitch. She got four lips.
Oh wow. Okay.
Two
I got
up
you.
And two down.
Okay. So you said who's the first one again?
Mulatto.
Okay, just make sure I heard you correct. Mulatto, Young M.A. No particular order, by the way.
Yeah, no particular order. Mulatto, Young M.A. And, I'm going to give my girl Big Glow some credit, man. I'm going to give my girl Big Glow. Because I'm really not a female rap listening to, you know. I really don't listen to a lot of rap. I like Cardi B, you know. I like Nicki Minaj, but those two they wrestling in the wrestling ring. And she like Nala and Simba, pinch you again. I mean, it's a flip of coin with it. Mm-hmm. But these bitches I've been listening to lately, though, her name, like Kayla, I think her name is. You know what I'm talking about? Like Kayla, she one of, I think she may be one of Gucci Mane artists.
I ain't been listening.
She got a song with Mulatto right now.
That ain't who I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about this little female from Detroit. I've been listening to her name similar. It's Lamila, something like that. It's something similar, but no, I ain't listening to his female.
I don't do too much listening to female rappers, man. You know,
I really don't either.
You know, because I just don't like I really don't like the strap music. The strap music, like Jermaine Dupri said, the stripper rap. I'm not really part of the stripper rap community. I'm not feeling that shit. Pussy, poles, dick, hoes. And I'm just not feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I listen to it every now and then. Like I said, Big Glow. Got some songs that I like, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. But me, personally, I can't listen to the strap music. I just can't listen to it. And when I say strap music, please understand I'm saying stripper rap. I'm just putting that shit together. That's what Jermaine Dupri called it. And he said that shit really ain't rap. It's not trap music. It's not regular rap. It's scrap music.
Well, Cardi B started that way. All right, we are back. Sorry, technical difficulties. Had to handle this thing called life and do some stuff. But that's neither here nor there. So I know y'all tired of hearing us talk about this music thing. So I'm going to ask him a question that I kind of already know the answer to. Who you got in the finals?
Well, to be honest with you, I was originally pulling for the Warriors to do it again.
Originally pulling for the Warriors.
Originally pulling for the Warriors because I would like to see my boy Klay Thompson come back and get him another ring.
Mm.
And also Steph Curry to get another ring and get that Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw that ass kicking. No. It has nothing to do with that. As the Finals has went on, this guy by the name of Draymond Green, this guy who
I was going to get to him next.
Who is not even an offensive threat. Who went 2-for-12 from the field? Who went 0-for-4 from three?
2-for-17 from the field.
Excuse me, he was 3-of-17. Him and Looney together.
Oh, okay.
I'm a basketball guy. I'm on this. Mm-hmm. 2-for-12. 0-for-4.
Before we start this, if you are listening, please feel free if you have not to roll you something or light you something before we take this journey on to this Draymond topic. So, this is a marijuana-friendly podcast, or whatever.
And you also can be sober, because I'm the sober soldier.
Yeah, you could be sober, too, because I'm sober for the next 30 seconds. But yeah, okay, I just wanted to go ahead and plug that in there. Go ahead, but continue. I'm sorry. Because he's definitely not an offensive threat at all.
You know, I mean, you know, he doing all this talking. He had more muscle flexes in game one than he did field goals made.
Mm. Hold up. Did you see what Ray Horford did to him?
Who is Ray Horford? His name is Al.
No. Oh, he was Ray Horford the other night. Ray Allen, he was Ray Horford the other night.
I said he was told more like Stephen Horford.
Man, towed a mouth out.
Yeah, I mean.
And hit him with a flex. And got an and one.
On Draymond Green.
Man.
Mm-hmm. And fouled Draymond Green out 6-5.
Couldn't do shit with him.
Yeah. And then he gets to the post-game interview and look at the stats and say,
White, Horford, Mark Smart. They went 17-23 for 3. We'll deal with it. Those guys ain't gonna do that no more.
You act like your motherfucking ass went three or four from three, or you went 9 of 17. God damn it, you is a liability. And if Steph Curry had balls and courage to say something and be an alpha male, you wouldn't be on that goddamn team. That's the only reason you're still on that team, because that team needs some kind of alpha male. No, wait.
He will be on the team, but get what he'll be doing. He'll be being what he is, a role player. He's just a role player with a big voice. That's all he is. Think about it. He's a role. He go anywhere else. He go anywhere else, and they got that. He go to the Heat. And what's my nigga that you done? He go down there where Udonis has him. You think he doing that? Or is Udonis has him going to tell him, shut the fuck up and do what you're supposed to do?
He's going to be able to do that. You know why he's going to be able to do that? Huh. Because he got 3 rings, and people built that ego. They built that ego. Man, and don't get it twisted now. 7 years ago, or maybe 5 years ago, Draymond Green was a lot better offensively. He could knock down the three. If we want to be real about it, in the 2017 finals, when he got kicked out, he missed game 6. Draymond Green came back with a 30-point triple-double in game 7. Okay? So, I'm not going to say Draymond Green had nothing to do with those early championships. But I'm going to say that Draymond Green right now needs to shut the fuck up. Because right now, you offensively and defensively are not the same guy.
None of them are.
Steph Curry is still his same self.
Well, I mean, because his offensive game is, you know, just
Steph Curry has bulked up, and Steph Curry plays a little defense. Steph Curry taking charges. Steph Curry stealing the ball. Steph Curry doing what a 6'3", 190-pound person can do in the NBA. I mean, what do you want him to do? He doesn't even weigh 200 pounds.
I'm talking about, like, when I say he's not the same, I said, but he still sticks to what he does best, which is shooting. I'm talking about far as a quick twitch nigga, because at one point, you didn't even have to set a full pick for Steph. If he barely get around you, he's to the rim. It's there. That's easy, too. Now, he get a pick, he might have to do a couple more moves because it ain't the same quick ass, but that comes with age. That's why I said, but he's still able to do what his game is. Shooting that motherfucker. Clay, yeah, Clay's a shooter. Together, they're the best shooters ever, but Clay's not top five when you separate them at all. And I mean, nobody can agree with that.
I'm not going to let you do Clay like that.
No.
You're talking about a man.
He can get to the, he has a bigger, better game where he plays bigger. He gets to the rim and stuff like that. So his game is.
Anybody can get to the rim when you're known for being a shooter. Anybody can get to the rim when you closing out, because the nigga want he much rather you take that 2 than that 3.
And I also don't. He the type of person, and we're gonna get back to Draymond. He the type of person. I get scared when he hit a couple threes early. Clay, if Clay hit a couple early, boy, you go in for a long night. And when I mean a couple threes,
he don't even have to be threes. It can be a couple layups and a good fadeaway.
But what scared me is when he get a couple of them and then that fourth one. It's always the fourth one. When that fourth one hit and he give you anything other than just a trot down the court, bro, it's over. You can go on and start warming the bus up. Because that energy finna rub off on Steph. That energy gonna rub off on, what's my guy?
J. Poole.
Yep, it's gonna rub
it's
off gonna
on Poole. It's gonna be a pool party.
That's what I'm saying. You might well get after the second quarter, you can go and warm the bus up, bro. But Boston had a lot more to say. Boston, they told them warm the bus up. They started up. Boston said, bro, put them keys up. We got this. I fuck with that. And Draymond's the reason why. And Draymond gonna forever be the reason why they lose any series because of his mouth. It's gonna be off the court reasons.
They got outplayed. Looney and Draymond got outplayed by Al Horford and Robert Williams. Outplayed. Grant Williams got in there and got dirty, got some dirty minutes.
You know, they said that's how what you call it was supposed to could have beat them with playing they bigs. Was it Memphis they played? No, not fucking Memphis. I forgot who was. I'm high, it's gonna come back to me. But they was pretty much just saying.
You might need to put that down.
They said the Warriors. They pretty much was saying the Warriors have no inside threat. Like big, if you have a big, you have a chance of beating the Warriors.
But hold up. Any big that you was talking about, nobody else had that big. Nobody had an Al Horford. Nobody had no.
That's what they were saying. They was like, and the team that had a big that was decent, that was doing something, they benched them and then they started mixing.
Steven Adams.
Yeah, that's what I
said. Steven Adams is not. I said decent. He is not, but he's a lumberjack.
And then you go. They said if they say Steven Adams is giving them problems when he starts, you give a big that's really good. Like
Al Horford. That's the problem. Steven Adams, you got to understand, in basketball, you can't play one end. You play both ends. So, Steven Adams could do what he could do offensively for you, but at the same token, when they go on defense, who is he going to guard? He's going to be a liability because everybody pulling you out for the three-point. So, with that, you can't have that. That's what made Steven Adams obsolete.
And that's what made their point even scarier when you come against Al Horford. He's a big that can stretch. He can shoot. He can bang it low. He can play defense on your big. And he got enough oomph to get to the three to defend your big if he can stretch the court. So what the hell can you do? Because if he goes 6'7"
for three. Well, it's really just not Al Horford.
But no, I'm just.
It's the help. It's true. Everybody on the string. As you see in their game one, they went on their run with Marcus Smart on the bench.
Take Al Horford out though, Nick. Do they get a lot of them second chance points? Do they get a lot of them offensive rebounds? You take Al Horford out.
Okay, so you want to go there?
I'm going there because
Golden State doubled Boston's offensive rebounds, if you want to talk about that.
Okay, that's a valid point. But I'm talking about with Boston, though. Because guess what? Some of them points turn into threes. Just say if you take eight offensive rebounds. If you calculate it as twos, that's 16 points, right? That's 16 second-chance points, right?
Cut that in half. You don't. When you get an offensive rebound, it's not a for-show bucket.
Okay, well, out of eight offensive rebounds, four go in. So that's 8 points.
Or 12.
Now, at one point, Golden State had a 15-point lead. You get four straight possessions of offensive rebounds.
Coming into the fourth quarter, boom, it was a 7-0 run by Boston. Timeout. 7-0 run by Boston.
What can you do at that point? Because guess what? Golden State, a third quarter team. They normally put you to bed.
They outscored them by 14.
They thought they did.
No, they did what they do in the third quarter. They outscored them by 14, but then when you come back into the final quarter, you get outscored by 26.
Wait, what should the Sharks say? They do their thing in the third quarter. They knock down all them three. Then they're like, all right. They check the score. They're like, all right. Wait, we only left by two? Damn. Normally, we up 16 or something. This over with now. We getting the warm ups ready to put back on. Damn, we only up by two. And like you said, nigga, I blinked in the fourth quarter. Boston was down seven. No, was it? Yeah, seven at one point when I looked. Nigga, I blinked. Them four were up 10. I swear to God. And Terry was my witness. I turned to Terry and said, "Sweetie, what the fuck? Where did I go?" She was like, I ain't really been paying this shit no attention, but all I've been hearing is Boston screaming, so I'm pretty sure that they done caught up with number three. I'm just like, bro, ain't no way. And all Draymond doing is sitting over there pouting because he done flexed. He done talked. Now, if they
where
come
the game
out,
was won, it this is where you can't beat a team. Marcus Smart give you 18. Derrick White give you 21 off the bench.
Oh, he was going crazy.
Hold on. He give you 21 off the bench, and he got a plus minus of plus 25. A plus minus of plus 25? Jesus, somebody called the helpers.
But you have to call somebody.
Then you got Brown give you 24. Horford give you the 26 piece, and he shoot 9 for 12. 6 for 8 from three. What can you do with that? And a plus minus of 9. What can you do with the man that in the last 7 games hadn't scored over 10 points? But he come out with a monster game in his first ever NBA Finals. Shoot 75% from the field. And these is not layups and dunks. He's shooting these from three lane. And he's shooting it with his hand on the front of the ball like he's blocking his own damn shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he get it there.
You know the only thing you can do? That's what Draymond did in the interview. Half of what he did. Look at the stats and go, okay. Could get what? And I said this myself. If they don't come out tonight and have their typical Warriors bounce back game, this series is over with me.
And this is another thing I want to say. This is another thing I want to say before we change, we switch it up here, you know.
Wait.
I want to say this. The Boston Celtics beat the Golden State Warriors, and Jason Tatum had a horrible game.
Nigga made three shots. Nick.
1 of 5 from the field, from three-point lane, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 1 steal, 2 turnovers, 2 personal fouls, and yet he still had a plus 16 on plus minus.
It was a possession where he literally looks, and I swear to God, it's like that's when the game flipped for him. He like, these niggas is really knocking down all these shots. He held the ball for about 2 or 3 seconds, like he was confused, then he passed it. Light skin, Trey ball, straight to the head, run down the court. I don't think he took another shot for like the next quarter and a half. He's just straight dishing the ball because he's just like, bro, I can't throw a motherfucking brick in the ocean, bro, and these niggas can't miss.
Yeah, he airballed 2 shots in the first quarter.
They could not miss, He airballed a 3,
and he airballed a fadeaway. So that right there, now I give him credit.
That you fadeaway his go-to.
Yeah, that step to the side fadeaway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is signature move. But I give him credit because he's getting annoying with this Kobe Bryant shit. Him texting Kobe, talking about, I got you, and he wearing Kobe with Kobe wore at practice. But I got to give him credit for having the Mamba mentality. When your shot not going, let me do something else. He had 13 fucking assists. 13 assists, that means he had
26 points.
He had 12 points and 13 assists. That's about roughly 40 points that he contributed to when you talk offensively. Well, his 12 points and those 13 assists, which can be, like you said, it can be 26 or it can be 32 points.
All right, question. Is he in your top 10?
Absolutely.
Wait, before you fully answer that, we're going to take a commercial break real quick. Then we're going to be right back.
If you are enjoying what you are hearing, please remember this podcast can be found any and everywhere podcasts are available. Simply search Awkwardly Honest in the search bar. You'll see my handsome face pop up. You click that follow and or subscribe button to be notified each and every time we drop a brand new episode. And we are dropping them weekly, Thursday and Friday.
Welcome back. If you are just now tuning in, the guest that we have on this week's episode of Awkwardly Honest Podcast is my brother, Nicholas.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, people?
Now, we're going to jump right back where we were. So, Mr. Jason Tatum in your top 10.
Absolutely.
Give me your top 10 current NBA players. No particular order. I don't give a fuck. Age, stat, none of that. Give me your 10. If the fifth man off the bench is in your top 10, that's your top 10.
I'm going to give it to you straight like this.
All right, I'm listening. You looking at this tablet like you was prepared for this.
Yeah, I was. I can tell. Because it was a topic going around in the Eastern Conference Finals where Jimmy Butler was being tossed around as a top 10 NBA player.
I give top 15.
Hey. It's kind of hard to put him there. But I can give him some credit. We can have a conversation from 11 to 15, 11 to 20. We got something to talk about. But see, my problem is people be prisoners of the moment.
Very much
being
so.
Prisoners of the moment now, you know, because if you think about it, I can come off the head with at least 10 that he's not better than right now in no particular order. Steph Curry, Jason Tatum, LeBron James.
Oh, wait, no. Is this your 10?
You damn right. This is my.
This team. Your top 10.
This is my okay, top 10 so we in no got, particular order.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, so far in his top 10, we got Stephen Curry.
Steph Curry.
LeBron James. And who else? Jason Tatum was Jason what you just Tatum. Said. Say it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, okay, we got 3.
The Joker.
Okay, that's 4.
Joel Embiid.
5. Okay, I kind of got.
Luka Doncic.
Okay, that's 6. We got 6. He's been a fucking...
Ja Morant.
He's been a pro since he was fucking 12.
Yeah, well, hey, shit.
7. Okay, we got Ja. Don't be a prisoner of the moment now.
Giannis, stop playing with my boy.
Stop playing with my boy. There's no particular order because we're number eight.
There's no particular order because I'm going off the dome.
I
know. With this.
I can tell because you said Jokic.
I'm going off the dome. Let me see. I'm going off the dome.
So you got
with
two
this.
More.
Kevin Durant.
Okay, now before you give me number 10, we're going to run this back. Just so you can make sure now.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, wait. We got Steph. We got LeBron. We got Jason Tatum. We got Giannis. We got Embiid. We got Joker. We got Ja Morant.
Kevin Durant,
and there's one more I didn't say.
Luka, did you say Luka?
And Luka. So that's nine, ladies and gentlemen. Now for number 10, do you need about 5 seconds?
Yeah,
let me light this again. I'm gonna give you five seconds to think on this.
Light your film up.
Because I want to know.
Now this one right here is kind of ooh with me.
Uh oh.
Because this player didn't really play all season. He had an injury. His team wasn't doing too good. And you know how when you a star player, your team ain't doing too good.
You might well go and sit
down. Yeah, you just take the rest of the year off. You know, you just get your 40 million just for being that guy. Damian Lillard.
It was Dame time eventually.
Dame time.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't got all them sound effects and all that shit that they be having. So, bum, 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 bum. Yeah, all that. So, now, he just gave his 10. And it consisted of, in no particular order, for those.
Notice I did not say no James Harden.
Man, that nigga ain't been top 10 to me since fucking Houston.
And another thing, I just don't want to forget my boy.
Who?
The Claw. I just can't forget.
He ran that at 11.
No, he...
Well, he 10.5.
He ain't played all year, so he just couldn't get in my top 10 currently. He ain't played all year. At least Dame played some games. Kawhi Leonard didn't play none this year.
Just to make sure we're on the same page. So we got Steph, LeBron, Jason Tatum, Jesus Christ. Jason Tatum, Jokic. We got Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Steph, LeBron, Jason Tatum, Jokic, Embiid, Giannis. Luka Dudeuka.
Luka the Dunn, don't disrespect
okay.
Luka.
Okay, Dame time.
Dame. Kevin Durant.
KD. It's always this one last one that I always miss. Shit.
See, if you said him in order, we wouldn't
I was trying it. To say him in order. Joker.
We already said the Joker. His name.
It's another big then.
All right, let me go back through this. Let me say my list one more time.
Because I'm starting to wonder if you can remember your list. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can remember my list.
Go ahead.
You can't remember my
I'm
list.
I'm listening. Well, why is your list? I'm listening.
Steph Curry, LeBron James, the Joker, Embiid, Giannis, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, Dame Lillard. And who was the ninth? I just had the ninth. It was, I mean, the tenth
Giannis?
Guy.
Giannis? Yeah, Giannis.
No, I already said Giannis. I mean, I already said Giannis. The tenth guy. God damn.
I keep forgetting him over. Whoever listening to this is like, they sitting there yelling at the phone like, it's done! You just said it 4 times!
See, that's why we got to get notes, man. That's why we got to get notes so we can be... I always forget him! He the king of the city, Ja Morant. How we keep forgetting the king of the city, man?
Good Ja Morant.
How we keep forgetting the king
Ja
of the
Morant
city?
Then got drafted and really think he from Memphis.
How we keep forgetting the king of the city? Oh man, he BGE bread gang all the way, baby. He all the way plugged, man. He all the way plugged, man. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I just want to hear what he said. They switched up,
man. Everybody stay on that side when they switched up. They switched up, stay on that side, man.
Yeah.
The Memphis
group.
Yeah, man. Y'all heard him. Y'all heard him.
Ja Morant. Don't play with that boy, man. I don't know how I kept forgetting it, man. Even when I did my top 10 a while ago. Man, I forgot your job, man. I mean, no disrespect by that, man. It's just, man, you fresh, man. You fresh.
Yeah, man. And we ain't used to having no star star. Yeah,
we ain't used to having no
used
nigga.
We ain't used to
having no
we had Shane Battier and shit, man.
Top NBA.
We had Shane Battier, man. And Pau Gasol. Our star was a big, man.
Stop playing, man.
We had Z-Bo. Don't
Mike Conley like that, man. You disrespectful. Talking about some goddamn...
Nick.
Shane Battier was number our spokesperson.
Nick. Don't put Mike Conley and John Manning in the same sentence, please. Star power.
Shane Battier ain't had no goddamn star power.
That was a joke, clearly.
Yeah, but we're not joking right now. We just like comedians.
Yeah, I know. We ain't joking right now because you put Mike Conley and John in the same sentence and star power was not close.
But he was replaced with John Morant. You're not understanding the matrix of this of what I'm talking about. Mike Conley had the biggest contract. I wish they could see your fucking face while you're looking at me right now.
I'm looking at you.
With this goddamn bucket hat on.
I'm just looking at you.
But don't get it twisted, man. Mike Conley put on. Only reason Mike Conley couldn't get all them accolades because you had niggas like Tony Parker, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Chris Paul. You can't get the notoriety when you got all them guys in front of you.
But are they not? Are the point guards not more athletic now? And is John not right in the mix of everybody's top talent? Nick, think about the top guards.
Okay,
they're all the same.
You want to go to top five point guards currently?
They all play damn near the same.
No, they don't.
I said damn near, Nick. Top five?
Everybody got their own thing. Ja can't shoot like Steph Curry or Dame.
That's the only one that ain't above the rim athletic like the other four you gon' name. And I will wait on you to throw Steph. Steph's the only one that's not over the rim athletic. Everybody else, when their knees go out, ain't nobody shooting like Steph.
They ain't not that guy either, be dunking all day.
I didn't say that he was. I said they're over the rim, in the air, athletic point guards. When their knees go out, none of them are going to be Steph Curry.
Okay,
I don't give a fuck.
Give me a list of all this athletic point guard shit you talking. My top point guards is not going to be yours. I want to hear yours.
Because I said they're above. Nick.
I want to hear yours.
Okay, of course. You got Steph.
Okay.
Easy money, of course.
Easy money.
LaMelo. Okay. Fuck how you slice that.
Okay.
That's the best thing Jordan ever did. LaMelo. Dame time. Easy. Ja Morant. The fifth one, I don't know, bro. That fifth one a little hard. That fifth one hard for me, bro.
What's hard about it?
Because, bro, it's so many of them that I like, bro.
Okay. It's so many that you like, but I'm talking about top 10. Not what you like. I'm talking about talent.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
You need some help.
I don't know, bro.
Do you need some help? I'll help you out. Because you was talking about all this athleticism and all this above the rim shit.
None of them shoot. No, Nick. Steph's in a class of his own.
But just because you can't shoot like Steph don't mean you're above the rim.
But I said when their knees go out and they can't do all the whoop-de-whoop.
I got one
you
missed.
Who's shooting like Steph?
I got one you missed.
Go ahead. And it might be the one that I probably was trying to fathom.
Okay, I'm going to start off with the 6'9" point guard. There is Luka Doncic.
I look at him like a two. A lot of these niggas I look at like a two. But he's labeled a point, so I put him in that.
He's labeled a point guard.
I put him in that, but I viewed him as a two.
Okay.
That's the fifth. Okay. Now, let me repeat my five for those who missed. My five, Steph, Dame, Ja, Luka. I don't know, bro. That the Luka junk, I don't know, bro.
He a point guard. Then you forgot other one. You forgot somebody else. See, you on four and you thought you was on five. You took somebody out. LaMelo Ball.
No, I didn't stop. I said who was my fifth? I said I'm having a moment like you. Who's my fifth one? Yeah, LaMelo. Like you said about the Jock. He fresh. Fresh on my mind.
I'm gonna put my boy in there for
no,
sure.
No, I'm saying he fresh, meaning like he slipped my mind. His name.
Okay, my five in no particular order.
Okay,
no particular order. I'm gonna start off with this right here. CP. Don't play no motherfucking game. He's still that nigga. He don't have to jump above the rim, but he know what he doing.
Okay, CP is like Steph to me. in the class of his own.
Let me hit you with the Skip Bayless. It's my turn. It's my turn.
And I'm hit you with the Shannon Sharp. But Skip, you jumped in. Don't be Skip.
Am I finished talking?
When you get done, he's in a class of his own. When a nigga is point guard, it ain't been nobody that's been signaled, labeled near Chris Paul. Ain't nobody like, he reminds me of Chris Paul. I ain't heard it since he been in the league. Class of his own, him and Steph. Them two niggas, it's two mountains and the other three down here. Go ahead, though.
Okay.
And Steph, we gonna put that up there.
In no particular order, CP, Steph Curry, Luka, Kyrie Irving. I don't know how you forgot Kyrie Irving.
Well, I mean, if we gonna keep it, if we gonna be honest, you looking? I went off the head, so it's authentic. It ain't no, oh yeah, I forgot. Because if you wanna be honest, I feel like you're a prisoner of the moment with Luka. Because I don't think off the top of the head you gonna throw Luka in your five. Because you might have forgot Kyrie.
I watch basketball faithfully.
And I'm not Kyrie, he's.
Hey, man, ain't nobody got nothing in their bag like Kyrie, man.
I've never really cared for him. But he's fucking with him, bro.
His bag deep.
You ain't fucking
his
with him.
Call his bag a deep freeze because it's deep. And we're going to finish off with Ja. That's my five. I'm not even going to put my boy LaMelo Ball in there yet. I'm not even going to put him in there at the top five. But he top 10 for sure. He top 10 for sure.
He top 6. I'm going to give you 6. I'm saying that for yourself.
Yeah, I can say that. Yeah.
I'm about to say 8, but yeah. He's 6. Uh-huh.
No, he right up in there. And then, you know, if you want to keep going, I like DeJounte Murray. He stole my little bitch, Janae. You know,
all right, so Ben, I'm glad you said that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump to another form of a ball. Shape just a little bit different. Got a couple laces on the front of it. They tend to throw it, kick it, hold it like a baby, and run across the line.
Like a spear.
There you go. All right, but look though, we gonna get there right after we take another break and let them roll them another blunt. Because if they smoke like I smoke, they got another one on the way. And we've been doing a lot of yelling, so we gonna get them a chance to take a break with their ears and hear my smooth, sexy voice.